اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
This is Habibullah Fasihzada. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Let's Recite the Quranic Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Thank you so much for joining us, respected brothers and sisters all over the world who are listening to us right now. I really welcome you all, inshallah, in this Quranic session, in level 3 of our Quranic sessions, the Tajweed rules of the Quranic Kareem. We are going to continue our previous topics, and we will learn, inshallah, new tips on how to read the Quranic Kareem with Tajweed beautifully and without mistakes, inshallah, right? So, yes. Brother Ali Nasir, we have here, Brother Hussein Musa, and Brother Hussein Ruhullah, and also Brother Fawad Haider. Thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Fine,
inshallah?
Yes.
Okay. How about Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Are you okay?
Yes, great.
Okay, that's good, that's good. How about Hussein Ruhullah?
Fine, sir.
Did you start a good day?
Yes.
Inshallah, yeah. Starting your day with Quran is something that a lot of people do not have this chance, yes? But alhamdulillah, you have. So, I hope, inshallah, you've started your day with the Quran Kareem in a very special way, inshallah. So, to start our class, we should recite a salawat.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
القرآن نور وبيان، القرآن هدي الإيمان، القرآن مسك الختام، يا قرآن عليك سلام.
Let's take a quick review about our previous session. In the previous session, we talked about qalqala, right?
Yes.
The
yes.
bouncing sound. So qalqala literally means
bouncing.
But in the Quranic terms, so it means, in the Tajweed terms, it means that there are 5 letters, right, in Arabic, that if they appear with a sukun on the top, you have to produce a bouncing sound. Yes?
Yes.
Make them jump a little. Okay? So, for example, ba, this is akin ba, with an aleph, with a hamza, with a fatha. Read it. Fatha. It means hamza and fatha on the top. Then ba, sakin. Can you read it, Fawad?
Ab.
Ab. Right? So the bouncing sound must be very clear. Ab. The next letter was? Okay, Hussein Rola, tell me what are those letters?
Sir, Qaf.
Qaf. Sir, Qaf or Qaf?
No, Qaf.
Qaf, okay. Qaf.
Qa.
Ta.
Ba.
Ba.
Jim.
Jim.
And Dal.
Dal. So, Ba, Jim, Dal, Ta, and Qaf. If you put them together?
Qutbijad.
Qutbijad, okay? So this word, remember Qutbijad. So these 5 letters must produce a bouncing sound whenever they appear with a sukun on the top. So, like ab, edge, right? Next one, ad, We had different like levels of qalqala. So one level was like a weak one, a normal one, and a strong one. So these five letters, okay, whenever they appear with a sukoon on the top, you have to produce a bouncing sound. And also we had different levels of qalqala. We had the weak one and normal one and strong one. So the weak one happens when the sukoon is an original sukoon. Original sukoon. So, for example, ab. You do not make it like ab. No. But whenever the sukoon is not an original sukoon, and you like, you're forced to make a sukoon, yeah? To produce a sukoon sound, okay? Like what? Like you stop, for example, at the end of the verses. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ د. Right? And whenever like the ساكن letter has a تشديد on the top as well, so since there are two ساكن letters, yes? You stop there, for example. حق قسط. This is normal one, but حق. This is
strong.
So three different levels we had.
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's Recite the Quran.
And also we started a new topic about the Arabic letters, considering their heaviness and lightness, yes? So yes. Sometimes the Arabic letters are heavy letters, so they have the isti'la attribute, the characteristic of isti'la. Isti'la means they love to go high. Yes, isti'la means, it comes from ala. Ala means high. Yes?
Yes.
Sabbih isma rabbika al-a'la. A'la means the highest. Yes? The high, the most high. So it comes from that word. Isti'la means like they want to be produced like in a high way. In a high way. How? In a heavy way, for example. Oh, this way. Oh. Yes? But on the opposite side, we have like what? Istifal. What? Istifal. Okay. So we have isti'la and istifa. These two attributes. They are very important, okay? Attributes of the letters. So the letters having isti'la attribute must be pronounced in a very special way, heavy way, high way. Not that high way, okay, that cars pass by. No. High way. Okay? Separately. Say the words. High way. So how? Like, how do you say? The word awesome, you remember I said one day?
Yes.
Awesome. So they must be pronounced in an awesome way, in an awesome way, okay? Not in a happy way, no. Ad way, no. All way. Okay?
Right.
And on the opposite, the letters having the istifal attribute must be produced with a light sound. With a happy sound. Awesome, happy. They're different, right?
Yes.
So, it is the nature of the letter itself. And also, I gave an introduction about that we have temporary heavy letters. We have always heavy letters. Inshallah, today, in this session, we are going to cover all of them. One of the examples of like temporary heavy and light letters we learned was about the word
Ra.
The word Ra, the letter Ra, and also the word Allah.
Yeah.
And yes. The word Allahumma. These two words, yes?
Yes.
So, we said that if the word Allah is preceded by a fatha or a dhamma, it means the preface letter, the letter before the word Allah or Allahumma, if that letter has a fatha or a dhamma on the top, it's the word Allah or Allahumma must be pronounced
heavy.
With a
heavy
sound.
Letter, yeah.
But if it has, like the letter before the word Allah or Allahumma has the kasra, okay, beneath the letter, so in this case,
light.
A light sound. Can you give me an example with a light sound?
For example, billah.
Billah. Or for example, what do you say after a'udhu billah? What do you say?
Bismillah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. What do you say?
Bismillah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Very easy example. Alhamdu
lillah.
Li has kasra.
A'udhu billah.
A'udhu billah. He said, yes. A'udhu billah. Yes. Sabbih isma rabbikal a'la. It doesn't have the word Allah. I wanted to check you out, okay? So, that's about the word Allah. Inshallah, we will now go and cover the next letters. So, simply, we have about the light sounds and heavy sounds. We have three groups. One, light letters. It's just a separate group. Then about the heavy letters, we have two groups. Heavy letters, always heavy letters, okay? Doesn't matter, they have kasra, they have fatha, they have dhamma. They have this heavy sound. What heavy sound? It does not mean that they have this complete isti'ala attribute. You don't have to produce, for example, whenever they have kasra, you don't have to produce all sound, no. Because they have kasra. This means that in this case, if they have kasra, they are heavily pronounced. It means it is kind of difficult for the tongue to move if they have kasra. For example, dad. Say it with kasra.
Yeah.
It's difficult. It's heavy. Heavy, I will tell you. It means that your tongue, a part of your tongue, especially the back part, the last part of your tongue, it just lifts up, comes up. Whenever you say sin, your tongue is very simple. It's free.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, free to move. But whenever you say, look, it is like challenging, yes?
Yes.
Your tongue just, it's kind of challenging for this, for the tongue. So, these heavy letters means this. Okay? And also remember that whenever they have fatha or dhamma, they produce an aw sound as well. Awesome sound. So let's talk about this heavy letters. What are those heavy letters? Always heavy letters. Do you know? Do you remember when we talked about the Arabic alphabet letters, the pronunciations? I told you that these like eight letters are heavy letters, but the letter Ra was conditional.
Yeah.
So the rest of them are heavy letters, always heavy letters. So can you say for what?
Ain, Sad, Bad, Dal, Dal, Ba,
okay.
Kaf.
Uh-huh. Was he right?
Yes.
No, he said dal.
Dal?
Yeah,
do we have dal?
Was not.
Do you say, for example,
da?
Da. Yeah, you don't say da. Yes?
We have
ahadun. Is it ahadun? No. Ahadun. Easy. Do. Don. Do. No. Lam yalid. You say. You don't say lam yalido. Oh. Oh, sound no. Oh, sound no. So what are those seven other letters? Let's repeat the Arabic alphabet letters, it will be clear. Okay?
Ghain too.
Ghain, it is, but not Ain. So, Kha.
Kha.
Sad.
Sad.
Kha. Sad.
Dad.
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 Ghain.
Ghain.
Ta.
Ta.
Qaf.
Qaf.
And Allah.
Ba.
La. Ta. La. Brothers. Saldat. Brothers. Ghain. Only Ghain. Not the twin brother Ain. Okay?
Yeah.
The Ain is not. Okay? So only the twin brother. Ghain. Kha. Kha is easy, right? Remember. So two twins we have here. Sad and Dad. Ta and Da. And then we have Kha, Qaf, and
Ghain.
Let's recite a salawat. But before a salawat, Let's give thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Xavier International Schools Network. Thank you so much. We will be back, inshallah.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajhum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن